Good morning, sir. And how are you doing this morning, sir? Can you hear us okay, sir? No, you cannot hear us. No, you cannot hear us at all. Good morning, now can you hear us okay?
Yes, now I can hear you just fine. Good morning to you as well.
Good morning. And you're going to be number one, am I correct? You're the first one in the seat.
Yes, sir.
And first of all, let me get you to state your name and ADC number for the record, sir.
My name is Casey Roth, R-O-T-H, number 110884.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. You're here for a continuation of your hearing that we held on last week. And as you may recall, we had a tie at that time during that hearing, as well as the initial, as it relates to phase two, as it related to both the initial motion as well as to the counter motion. It remained a tie, and therefore we are going to begin phase two again. We're going over phase two because you've already been found in violation of phase one. Therefore, it's not necessary for us to go into phase one because you've already been found in violation by the majority of the board. But phase two was where we had the tie at the last time. Therefore, with that being said, we're going to begin with phase two, and we will go through phase two. And of course, as you may recall from our last hearing as it relates to phase two, the board at the end of phase two will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or whether to continue you on community supervision. And but in order for us to get there, we're going through the whole process again as it relates to phase two. So at this time, we will ask, let me introduce you to the board again, just for the record. We do have five board members participating in your hearing today. I think we had four the last time, that's why we're back today. To my extreme left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my immediate left, that is Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. To my right is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. And to his right is the Honorable Mr. Gail Rittenhouse. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see now, and that is Mr. Osborne. Okay, so we have a technical problem. Okay, thank you. We do have a technical problem that's been called to my attention, is that this hearing is not on the calendar, and we must have it on there 24 hours before the hearing can take place. Therefore, we must continue this hearing. We will get it on the calendar in 24 hours from this time. Tomorrow, we will do yours, sir, and I sincerely apologize to you, but it's not on the calendar, and we must follow the directions of the policy of this board. Therefore, we will postpone it until tomorrow morning. You will be number one in the morning if we can get on the calendar at this point. Thank you so very much, and we look forward to seeing you on tomorrow. And those of you who are here for Mr. Ross, is anyone here for him today? No one is here for him today. Well, we do have the officer. Therefore, we would invite you to come back tomorrow, sir, and we will do the hearing at that time. Thank you so very much, and sir, if you would be kind enough to put the CO3 on the phone, back on the phone, we will certainly appreciate it, sir. Thank you so very much, sir.